This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All the oil that's moving through the economy, and I do mean moving quite literally, it has to get from point A to point B somehow, right? Train, truck, or barge. Austin Golding runs his family-owned barge line in Vicksburg, Mississippi. They do carry mostly petroleum products, and we talk to him every now and then to see how things are going. Mr. Golding, good to talk to you again.
Yeah, pleasure to talk to you, Kai. Thanks for having me.
I imagine, given the way the oil markets have been going the past couple of months, you guys are just all get out of town busy.
Business has been good this year, and as we've gotten into the winter months, we've been fortunate enough to still have a solid market.
Where do you guys get most of the oil that you carry? Are you bringing it downriver, upriver? Which way do you bring it?
Well, we do service a lot of upriver terminals that carry product all through the Ohio Valley, but we also service the Houston area and along the Louisiana corridor between New Orleans and Baton Rouge. So generally, if you find a refinery, you'll find one of our boats and barges loading product there.
Do you care what the price of a barrel of oil is, or do you just get it from one point to the other?
The price of the barrel of oil does affect my customers, and if business isn't good for them, it's not good for me.
Right.
But what we have found as an industry is that there is going to be a savvy customer out there that will find a way to make it work. So we just have to react to that.
Do you guys have seasonal variations in your business? I mean, we're approaching wintertime. I imagine the weather's getting worse up and down the river.
Typically in the summer, when you see more consumption of gasoline with travel, you'll see our business pick up. And there at the end of the year during the holiday season, you'll see it pick up also. There are no peaks and valleys. It's just seasonal surges.
Yeah. Let's talk about taxes and regulatory environments. The last time we talked to you, which was June, I just went and looked it up. A big waterways bill had just passed, and you guys were looking forward, I think it's fair to say, for some changes on the river thanks to the Army Corps of Engineers. Has any of that happened yet?
Well, you know, typically our projects are monumental, and they take a lot of funding and a lot of red tape and a lot of bureaucracy to get going. Now, we don't have anything brick or mortar, I can tell you, that has come out of the ground in the last 6 months. But what I can tell you is we're very optimistic as far as the infrastructure being taken care of and repaired and major rehab being done on a very consistent and streamlined basis.
You know, it's funny. You don't think about infrastructure and waterways, right? I mean, we all use bridges and highways and all that stuff. But of course, there's stuff you guys have to deal with, you know, locks and dams and all kinds of stuff.
Absolutely. I think something that has made America the country it is today that is very undervalued is our inland river system. Because it's so properly managed and because we're the envy of the world as far as having the superhighway right through the heart of our country, it's critical that we maintain it and optimize it.
When was the last time you got to get out and actually drive a barge around the river?
Well, I was just down in Houston a couple weeks ago and got out and got to see some of our operation down that way. And I'm actually looking at the Mississippi right now as we talk. So as a boat comes by here in Vicksburg, Mississippi, a lot of times we'll jump out there and I'll get on and ride for a few miles and get somebody to come pick me up downriver.
Doesn't get any better than that. Austin Golding, he is the co-owner of Golding Barge Lines, as he said, in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Mr. Golding, we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for your time.